This is JimPinto.com e-news number 290, the 28th of January 2011. This e-news is read by JimPinto's text-to-speech robot Jimbo, or Jimbot, if you prefer. As usual, there are 5 items, and 3 feedbacks in this issue of e-news. Item 1. U.S. manufacturing uptick. The Wall Street Journal reports that U.S. manufacturing added 1.2%, or 136,000 jobs, in 2010, the first time more workers were hired than fired in over a decade. Projections for 2011 are gains of about 2.5%, or 330,000 manufacturing jobs, total about 12 million. One economist is even calling manufacturing the shining star of this recovery. And manufacturing jobs are expected to grow about 2% a year, through 2015. Job growth is occurring as companies replace aging equipment, take advantage of government incentives, seek energy savings, and discover that it makes sense to produce some products domestically, rather than operating over long distances. U.S. manufacturers that survived the brutal 2008-9 recession are now very competitive and can afford to expand with much lower labor costs and debt burdens. Despite the upbeat forecasts, many companies are being very cautious in their hiring, partly to avoid the risk of having to lay off later. They are finding ways to increase production without adding workers, through automation and better efficiency. But manufacturing is not out of the woods. To continue this growth, U.S. manufacturers must adopt new business growth strategies. They must prepare for reshoring, bringing in production back to North America, by finding new and innovative ways to reduce costs and train workers in new methods and machinery. Item 2. Chindia Manufacturing. Before you get too happy about the resurgence in U.S. manufacturing, be aware that China and India too are bracing for increased competition. According to many different surveys and indexes, India and China are becoming global leaders in manufacturing competitiveness in the short term. The 2010 Global Manufacturing Competitiveness Index has rated the overall manufacturing competitiveness of 26 countries currently, and in 5 years. According to this index, the world's top 10 countries in manufacturing competitiveness in 2015 will be China, followed by India, Korea, Brazil, US, Mexico, Japan, Germany, and Poland. Manufacturing growth will be supported by strong local consumption growth, and local demand in leading countries will remain strong over the next few years. The primary goal, I hope, of U.S. manufacturing resurgence is to bring offshore production back to America. Item 3. Game-changing demographic shifts. In their report, The World in 2050, HSBC Bank predicts that the world's economic output will triple by 2050. After averaging 2% over the past decade, world annual GDP growth will rise to 3%. China's GDP will rise to $24.6 trillion, just ahead of the U.S. at $22.3 trillion. China and the U.S. will be the G2, far ahead of the others. At $8.2 trillion, India will be the third largest, while most of Europe will fall far behind. The per capita income of China and India will jump 8 times, continuing their growth. Still, both countries will not match U.S. living standards. Americans will still be 3 times richer than the Chinese in 2050. Britain slips to number 6, with GDP at $3.6 trillion, far ahead of Italy and France, and almost level with Germany, which will remain Europe's biggest economy. The GDP of small countries like Sweden, Belgium, Netherlands, Switzerland, and Austria will fall below the top 30. Demographics are important. America's high fertility rate will allow it to keep adding manpower long after China's workforce has begun to shrink in the 2020s, and even as India starts to age in the 2040s, the low fertility rates of many countries will cause their steady population decline, unless they become more open to immigration. Japan is already approaching a serious decline. Its population has been falling since 2005, and will shrink 37% by 2050. more than 700 million people will become middle class, reducing the differential between the first and second worlds. The already rich world will continue to suffer from anemic growth. The law of diminishing returns applies. How much more can they grow? But emerging countries will advance much more quickly, accounting for more than 50% of global growth. Upward mobility will fuel their dynamism and creativity. BRIC countries Brazil, Russia, India, and China are already growing fast. Russia is the BRIC anomaly. Its population is shrinking fast, and wealth comes more from natural resources and from innovation. But America, Europe, and BRICS, get ready for some steep competition from emerging companies and countries. Item 4. STUX Net Cyber Warfare. The computer worm Stuxnet was detected in mid-2010, mainly in Iran. It was precisely calibrated to disrupt nuclear centrifuges, clearly aimed at Iran's nuclear program. This wiped out about 20% of Iran's nuclear centrifuges, and delayed, though it didn't destroy, Iran's ability to make their first nuclear arms. Cyber analysts say that Stuxnet includes two major components. One sends nuclear centrifuges spinning wildly out of control, while the other secretly records what normal operations look like and then plays those readings back to plant operators, so it appears that everything is operating normally while the centrifuges are actually tearing themselves apart. The attacks are not over. Some believe the code contains seeds for yet more disruption. It's an open secret that Israel-originated Stuxnet. When asked whether Israel was behind the attack, Israelis break into wide smiles without, of course, admitting anything. America will not admit to any involvement. From the American standpoint, WikiLeaks and other sources have shown that Saudi Arabia and others in the Mideast region have become uncomfortable with Iran's belligerence and were putting pressure on the U.S. to do something. And Stuxnet was launched. Item 5. Buying big screen HD and Google TV. For some 25 years, I've had a G35 big screen tube TV. I finally moved it up to a guest bedroom to get ready for my big screen HD TV in time for Super Bowl Sunday. I thought you'd enjoy my summary of the complicated selection and shopping process. With a plethora of models available at huge discounts, it was fun making the selection. If you like that kind of fun. Even though I'm an old geek, I don't particularly enjoy looking at the huge variety of products that are available. Lots of information is available online. I checked out my two favorites, CNET and Amazon, to whittle down the possibilities. It quickly boiled down to my two favorite retailers, Best Buy and Costco. Costco offers a free 2-year warranty, plus extra goodies in the discounted bundle. So, now I'm the proud owner of a Samsung Model N 55C7100, 55-inch, HD, and 3D, with two sets of 3D glasses, and a Blu-ray player. But wait, I also bought Logitech's review with Google TV, after comparing it against Apple TV. The bliss bonanza. It took me a while. You can't rush these things, and I refuse to read the manuals. Now I don't need to use multiple clickers, everything is accessible with one stylish little keyboard which clicks from my couch. Goodbye clickers. And here's another bonus. Now I can show all my gazillion bucket list pictures on my 55-inch HD TV, from just one 8GB memory stick. Hey, wanna visit to watch? As usual, there are three feedbacks in this issue of eNews. Feedback 1. Wing Yang, formerly from Hong Kong, provides this revealing view of motivation in China. Says Wing. I am a Chinese engineer living in Canada, originally from Hong Kong long before its return to China. I'm glad you observe that Chinese competitiveness is at least partially due to the workers' willingness to put in 12-hour days and work weekends, with entrepreneurial zeal, to do whatever it takes to advance. Here's an old Chinese proverb that Chinese parents drill into their children: there is gold in education. Western society needs to wake up its younger generation to the fact that life is not all about indulging oneself with consumption, while ignoring how to pay for that consumption. The Chinese Workers' Day will be coming too, just as it did in North America and Japan, when the workers tasted the good life and wanted more and more, which drives them to lower productivity. Perhaps that is karma capitalism. Feedback 2. Nilesh Prabhan writes on the subject of engineers re-engineering themselves. Nilesh says, I agree with you that engineers should have a more holistic view of the business. I also believe that in addition to personal initiative, the process should be institutionalized. In my view, the organizational structure has fundamentally to be designed with the customer in the middle. Product managers then should have the power to make decisions about how best to serve the customer and focus the product team towards the customer value proposition. The product manager should be a heavyweight in the company and in control over the team's performance appraisal. Physical layout changes that bring the product team together in one location will contribute to broadening the perspective and remove false stereotyping. It's very disheartening for me when I find out that some of my fellow engineers don't have any idea of customer value. It is no surprise then that marketing is right at the top. Feedback 3. Leon Michaud comments on my recent writings regarding sleeping automation creativity. Says Leon, our culture has long been teaching that we need to drive towards making our life easier, happier, more beautiful, thinner, take your pick. We don't seem to remember that good and great do not come from easy. Senior managers continue to preach, work smarter, not harder, without bothering to define what working smarter might be like. Then, there are our automation suppliers, less tech, more talk. In an effort to maintain their investors' double-digit growth, they provide legacy products with an ocean's worth of promises. And we, the customers, are left to debug their technical issues and pay inflated prices. Getting back to your article on automation creativity, the implication has been that automation will free us. Unfortunately, as I see it, the successful application of automation has freed us from many manufacturing jobs. Yes, we have more free time to engage in whatever short-term motivators we have been told to crave just so long as we can afford them. Perhaps we have momentarily innovated ourselves out of demand. Sometimes it all makes me wonder just where in the heck are we driving so quickly towards. Well, that's this issue of e-news. Please send us your feedback. Tell Jim how you like me, his Jimbot text-to-speech robot. Send your email to jim@jimbindo.com. Thank you.